Track 4, VI News and VI Tip of the Week. And this week I've got two articles for you, followed by the tips of the week. Firstly, Droitwich Specsavers highlighting sight loss dangers during Glaucoma Awareness Week. Staff at Droitwich's Specsavers are backing a national campaign to raise awareness of sight loss. Thousands of people in Worcestershire are at risk of having their vision stolen by a condition often dubbed as the silent thief of sight. Around 7,000 Worcestershire residents are in danger of going blind from glaucoma, one of the largest causes of blindness in the world, due to its gradual onset. And the issue will be highlighted along with how we can look after our eyes during Glaucoma Awareness Week, which began this Monday, the 17th of June, and runs until next Sunday, the 23rd of June. Glaucoma usually occurs when naturally occurring fluid inside the eye does not drain properly, leading to a build-up of pressure. This can then cause damage to the optic nerve and nerve fibres from the retina, in most cases without any symptoms. While the condition cannot be reversed, it can be managed, but early detection is key. Emma Singh, optometrist director at Specsavers in Droitwich, said, "There are several factors which can increase your risk of developing glaucoma, such as a family history of the disease. Other risk factors would include those who have Black, African or Asian heritage, as well as those who have higher levels of short-sightedness. Of course, age also needs to be considered, as 2 in every 100 people over the age of 40 are affected with the condition. More than 64 million people around the world live with glaucoma, but as long as people are sensible, they can stop it taking over their life." Emma added, "The good news is glaucoma can generally be treated effectively if detected early, and in most cases, daily eye drops are used. Symptoms can vary depending on what type of glaucoma you have, either chronic or acute. Many don't realise there is anything wrong with their sight, which is why regular visits to the optician are essential." Emma said, "With the most common form of glaucoma, visual loss is initially very subtle, affecting mainly the peripheral vision rather than central, which can make it harder to notice. Most people are not even aware there is a visual loss because of the way the eye's visual fields overlap to compensate one for the other. Some forms of glaucoma are more rapid, with a sudden painful build-up of pressure in the eye, which produces blurred vision and halos around lights, but they are less common. It is vitally important people attend regular checkups at their optician to check for any signs. At your appointment, they will then test your eye pressure, as high pressure is a common sign of glaucoma, and they'll do a visual field test, which can detect any subtle blind spots you may not be aware of, which can also be an indicator of the condition." Karen Osborne, Chief Executive of the International Glaucoma Association, that's the IGA, said, "We regularly hear from people who have permanently lost sight to glaucoma because of late diagnosis. People are often angry and upset to learn that simple regular visits to their local high street optometrist could have detected the condition. The earlier treatment starts, the more likely that someone will retain their useful sight for life. So it's great that so many Specsaver stores are on board with Awareness Week. For those who already have glaucoma, digital retinal photography, that's DRP, is used to assess and keep check of damage to the optic nerve and nerve fibres from the retina from pressure buildup. 3 optometrists in Specsavers, Droitwich, have taken additional accreditations in glaucoma management to improve their skills, and 5 staff members have been further trained to better support customers with glaucoma, including how to administrate eye drops effectively." Emma added, "Our sight is so precious. We all make sure we visit our dentist every 6 months, and a sight test every 2 years should also be on our list to do this. It could quite literally save your sight. Specsavers and the IGA recommends everyone should get an eye test once every 2 years or more often if it is advised by a health professional." Now moving on to your second article, which is called Leeds Teenagers Girls' Eyesight Saved After Specsavers Trainee Spotted a Problem. A Leeds teenager's eyesight was saved after she was referred to hospital following a routine eye test at a Specsavers store. Ellie Guy, 16, was having an eye test at Specsavers in Morley when a trainee optometrist noticed a problem with her left eye. Ellie was immediately referred to the ophthalmology department at St James's University Hospital in Leeds for a visual field test and an assessment. It was found the nerve change in Ellie's eye was due to idiopathic intracranial hypertension. As a result, she underwent a lumbar puncture where a needle is inserted into the spine to alleviate the high pressure and drain the fluid which surrounds the brain and spinal cord. Hafsar Khan was the trainee optometrist treating her. Hafsar said, "During the eye examination and through checking previous pictures of Ellie's eye, I noticed some indistinctiveness that was not there before. I had to act quickly to get her to be seen by an eye specialist unit as soon as possible. Ellie's condition, if left untreated, would have caused her to lose her sight. Ellie is a clear example of why it is so important to have regular eye exams. All opticians have to complete a pre-registration year in store to become a fully qualified optician under the guidance of registered professionals." Research published by Specsavers and the charity the RNIB, that's the National Institute of Blind People, shows that 1 in 5 people will live with sight loss in their lifetime, despite at least half of all cases being avoidable. The statistic also shows that 300 people in the UK start living with sight loss every day. The optometrists at Specsavers Morley have accreditations in glaucoma and minor eye conditions. It means the store can offer eye health services to help manage a number of eye conditions, allowing more people to be treated in store rather than having to go to their GP or the hospital. And now moving on to VI tips of the week. And this week's VI tips are about living with glaucoma and how it can be managed. Tip 1, regular movement. Now, regular exercise can help lower eye pressure and keeps blood flowing into the nerves of your eye. Some activities can increase pressure, so make sure you find the best plan that's right for you. Tip 2, a healthy diet. Well, a healthy, well-rounded diet won't prevent your glaucoma from getting worse, but it's key to keeping your body and eyes healthy. Tip 3, elevating your head. When sleeping, use a wedge-style pillow as it will keep your head raised just a little, which will help lower your eye pressure. And finally, tip 4, watch your caffeine intake. Too much caffeine can raise your eye pressure, so always watch your caffeine intake, having a plan in place that will ensure you don't drink too much.